for what's going to be a spectacular weekend in Port Huron, because it's Art on the River weekend, and Trina Avedisian is here from the Citizens for a Vibrant Community. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning, Paul.
How many years have you been doing Art on the River now? I feel like it's been a long time.
9 years.
Nine long years.
My friend who, you know, Debbie, who colors my hair, she's really a good friend of mine because she's keeping it not gray.
and keeping it there because, you know, it's easy to pull your hair out when you're planning an event
like this. Yeah, we're making sure it doesn't fall out by, you know, vitamins and things like that.
It takes a lot of work to put on something like this because it's an all-volunteer effort.
Yeah, correct. And all of us have day jobs, you know, so we're working during the day or night, may that be, whatever what shift you're working, but we do our work, and then we go and do Art on the River. So
Art on the River has always been on the river. It has been in the West Quay parking lot. It has been in the East Quay area, and now you're moving from the Black River to the St. Clair River. Great new location.
I love this location. We've toyed around with it for a couple years now and just failed to pull the trigger on it, mostly because we never know what kind of weather we're going to get in early June, and it is exposed there on the river, but that's okay because we're tough. We're Michigan people.
That's right. We come out whether it's rainy or cold or whatever the weather is.
Do.
But you lucked out this weekend, Trina. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I know, and I've got my shades on.
I see that.
So at a chamber meeting, we got sunglasses from Terry Bennett from Prudential, and we were all sitting there at the table, and we're going, the future's so bright. Well, actually, Steve Fernandez said this. He goes, the future's so bright, I got to wear my shades. So
there you go.
That's my mantra now.
Hey, it is bright. I mean, you look at his place across the street, they're getting ready to open a grocery store downtown. I mean, who would have ever thought that we'd have all this stuff going on downtown?
I kind of hoped for it all along, and I kind of was rooting for downtown 15 years ago, and I kept telling people, there's things downtown, and I actually walked the street one day, and I wrote down every business that was down here, and then I got on Facebook one day, and somebody was saying, oh, nothing's downtown, so I put, well, there's Wolverine Market downtown that's been there, and I went all the way down the street and all the way back up and told, and there was a lot of businesses even back then.
Yeah, well, and I said this earlier, you really got to get out of your car and walk around downtown because, you know, when you're driving by, you see a few things and you say, well, I really don't know what's downtown. You walk the, you know, up and down Huron Avenue and Military Street, you'll see a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then yesterday, well, I knew this before, but there's a men's clothing store going in here.
We're going to talk to the manager of the men's clothing store. It's right next to Kate's, and we're going to talk with him in just a few minutes.
So that's exciting news. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Rubu Boutique, and we have Suzanne's Fashions, and we have Spa 223. They have clothes. And then there's the new shoe store
coming.
So, you know, an Art on the River is just part and parcel of the downtown vibe.
Yeah, so when you get down here, go to Art on the River, maybe walk around downtown a little bit, see what there is to see. Let's talk about Art on the River. It starts really tonight with a dance party, right?
Yep, we're having a dance party starting at 8 p.m. Well, actually, the bar will be open at 7, but the actual dancing starts at 8, and we've got Lee Hoffman there with Ultimate Sounds DJ Service spinning all night. Then that goes till midnight, so you can come out and party and have a good time before you hit the bars downtown here. Then, tomorrow morning we have artists and crafters and everybody showing up at 10 a.m. And you can come and shop and hang out and have a beverage. Music starts at 2:30, and I believe Jim Somerville is going to be here a little bit later to talk about his band. So he's done a great job with that stage, putting together a great band lineup for the whole entire weekend. That'll be going on. Of course, you know, we're closing the event down on Saturday night with Derek St. Holmes, so that's going to be a rocking great time.
It is. We talked to him earlier this morning. What a fun guy, and what a great show he's going to put on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. He's funny.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my goodness. What a goof. I love him.
Yeah.
So, and then on Sunday, we start back up at 10 a.m., so once you get out of church, come on down and hang out, do some more shopping from the artists and crafters, and the bands start, I think, at 1:30. We have the Barones, and we have Los Gringos, and we have Gasoline Gypsy. So I'm going to be, like, rocking and rolling all day.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to be great. You've got over 40 artists and crafters down here.
Get
any better.
Courtney's done a fantastic job with the artists and crafters, and kudos to her. She's really good at this, and she's making everybody happy. So that's very important.
She was telling us about the featured artist this year, too. Nick sounds like a really interesting artist.
Nick does wonderful work. He was at Art on the River last year. I actually bought a painting from him because it's so beautiful what he does. So we're excited to see his new painting. We always get a painting every year from Art on the River. So we've had Tess Tobolik, and she was our first artist, and she did an 8-foot by 4-foot painting in 2 days. down at the event. It was amazing. And it's a beautiful painting. It was sold, but we do have prints available, and we will be selling those at Art on the River. Then the second year that we had the feature artist, we had Mark Paul John from Chicago, and he did a couple paintings for us, but the most notable one was of the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that also for sale, the prints. And the painting is actually still with us, and it's for sale. And then last year we had Earl Robinette, and we, as we all know, Earl is 82 years old, and he's a decorated artist. He's been all over the world with his artwork, and he'll be at Art on the River this year, actually.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
So we're excited to have Earl back with his pottery and his paintings. But we have his painting for sale, too, and we'll have the prints for sale down at Art on the River.
Well, hats off to you and all the volunteers that put this on, because it does it takes a lot of work. And you, as soon as you get done with this, you're going to start planning for the beer festival in September.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do. There's no rest for the weary, is there?
No, but it's fun, and it keeps us busy. And we're kind of like a little family. We know each other very well, and everybody kind of hangs out, and we all love each other and like brothers and sisters. So
yeah. Big family reunion this weekend, then.
Yeah, for sure.
And everybody's invited. It's Art on the River in Kiefer Park, which is where they do Rock on the Rivers. It's just north of the Municipal Office Center. You're going to have a great location. It's going to be a great weekend.
And we're hoping, in the future that the new condo residents will come down and hang out with us and have a good time, because they're right there, too.
They'll be your neighbors.
Yeah, and we're excited about that development. So yay for everybody.
Yay for everybody. It's going to be a great weekend, and the weather is going to be fantastic as well. Trina, thanks for stopping by. Have a great weekend at Art on the River.
I got my shades on because the future's so bright.
There you go. All right. We'll be back with more from Kate's Downtown in just a moment here on WPHM.